Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. And we are getting ready for a big one tonight. Packers at Lions. You can hear right here on WIP. Maybe the best Thursday night football game of the year, I think. I mean, there were some...
Yeah, this one's going to be pretty exciting with everything that's on the line. You're talking about two teams aspiring to be in the playoffs. So, yeah.
Yeah, probably second to Eagles Washington.
Yeah, Bengals Ravens early in the year was a great game.
Yep.
But this is maybe the most important game, as it's going to have a lot of ramifications as far as seeding is concerned. And we talk a lot about the Lions and how good they are, and they have an 11-1 record. But the Packers have been playing really well lately, and we were talking a little bit about it off the air earlier, Hugh. The Packers, this is what they did last year. They got hot at the end of the year. Kind of looks like it's the same thing.
Yeah, man, and that's the one thing about this team that's why I feel kind of strongly about this game, because I'm like, man, I remember last year, Packers started playing well towards the end of the season. They had a little bit of that rocky start, and then when they got towards the end of the season, that's when they started playing a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ron Jaworski had some thoughts on this and how the Lions and Packers kind of compare. Here was Jaws.
Jaws, Detroit and Green Bay on Thursday. It's a big game for the implications for the one seed. Who do you think wins that game?
Green Bay. I think Green Bay, in fact, watching the game on the games this past weekend, I think clearly Green Bay now is passed by Detroit because of the injuries Detroit has suffered. Green Bay is playing at a very high level right now on both sides of the football.
That's interesting, and the good thing about Green Bay is even if they win tonight, even if they get hot here, it would be very unlikely that they jump the Eagles and get that one seed because, I mean, they already have three losses. The Eagles would have the tiebreaker, so the Eagles would essentially need to lose two of these final four games for the Packers to even have a shot, and the Packers would need to win out. So definitely want the Packers to win this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. As I'm sitting here, you know, trying to cook up this parlay that I want to put in.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. Have you cooked it yet, or are you still cooking?
I'm still cooking, man. I'm still trying to figure it out.
He's still cooking.
Yeah, I'm still cooking.
But the Packers and Lions tonight, Matt LaFleur, as Stephen A. Smith likes to call him, taking on the Detroit Lions tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Jason in Maryland. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's happening?
All right. Just want to give a quick shout out, Mr. Douglas. I want to thank you for the one time I went to the vet last year. The vet played the Cowboys. It was like 45-7, 45-10. You got a sack when I called out your name. So thank you very much, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You made a fan happy that day.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
On top of that, Brian Westbrook, Prince George's County guy, did his thing all around back. Beautiful thing. Now, the point I wanted to make was, Deuce Staley, not only for his efforts on the field, doing everything, being able to being able to catch the ball, short yardage, screen game, whatever you need to block, that whole type of thing. But the years he spent coaching guys like Brian Westbrook and LeSean McCoy, I feel like he's very underrated. And the big key with him is that he always fell forward. That's one thing I loved about him. He always got that extra yard. Next point, Saquon Barkley. The fact is that week two, when he dropped that pass against Atlanta, I told everybody who would listen, he was going to go crazy for the next rest of the season to make up for that point. Mm-hmm. And so very easily could have been a one-loss team. And I feel like he's put such a standard for himself that it's infected the rest of the team. Last note, Jalen Hurts, I believe it's more of a mental thing with him. I believe that his ratio needs to change a little bit, where he's a little too worried about hurting the team, and he needs to put the hurts on his opponent. That's it. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go, Jason. Appreciate it. You didn't like that joke, Kyle? You gave him the whole Kogi treatment.
Yeah.
The Hulk Hogan treatment.
You wanted me to do this studio audience?
Well, Kyle thought I was a little too hard on Hulk earlier on with his bad jokes.
No, he has some bad jokes.
Well, here's the thing. Like, sometimes when people tell jokes, the silence makes it worse. Like, if you laugh, that almost makes it funnier.
But
it's like it. Have you ever seen a sitcom with the studio audience, like the laugh track ripped off of it?
Of course I have.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So bad. I mean, the laugh track is what prompts you to laugh.
But if you tell a bad joke, I do not feel the need to reward you for telling me a bad joke.
Sometimes it's just that nervous laugh.
It's fair. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm taking it too seriously here.
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk Hogan, though. Come on, man.
That was bad.
I would say.
And I feel like the name, too. Like, if you're going to have the name of Hulk Hogan, and this is going to be your persona, you gotta be better.
Well, my one critique of Hulk Hogan is he doesn't use the word brother.
Oh, he needs to use the word.
That needs to be a part of the repertoire.
That sounds like that needs to be a part of the repertoire. I'm with you on that.
He needs to be a Hulk Hogan ripoff.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. So, Hulk, if you're still listening, this is the feedback to kind of develop your character. A little bit moving forward here. But one thing that the last caller brought up that I think is really interesting and just it shows how great Saquon has been, Hugh, is we totally forget that he did drop that ball to cause one of the Eagles' losses.
Like, oh, no, and we forgave him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the things that we did. We forgave him for that because it was one of those things where, you know, we were all in our feelings, but everything that he's done up until that point, we're just applauding that man because – he's our guy now. He's one of us.
Like, he legitimately, like, wasn't – obviously, there are a lot of reasons the Eagles lost that game. But if Saquon catches that ball, the Eagles win, and he's been so great that we don't even look at that.
Well, in the moment, nobody was mad at him, though, because everyone wanted to blame Nick Sirianni for that, because everyone didn't like Nick Sirianni, and everyone loved Saquon.
Well, I was mad at him, but I'm a Sirianni guy.
No, right. Well, I was very adamant about Saquon – Just catch the damn ball and we win the game.
Exactly.
Everyone wanted to come
right
down on the coach, but just catch the ball, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very high percentage throw.
But the play worked.
Yeah, the play worked perfectly.
That's right.
I mean, but whatever. Saquon, it's all in the past now. We forgive and forget.
Yeah,
let's go to Josh.
Until he does it again.
Yeah, don't do it in the playoffs, Saquon. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, TK, what's happening, dude? What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm out here getting crushed by the wind. The wind is no joke today, boys. However, so let's do this, right? As you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was fortunate enough during the halfway point to jump on when Ike was with you guys, you know, and I brought up the story about the 2017 NFC Championship game at the Link. And I'm going to tell you something. That was the loudest I've ever heard the Link, ever. So I say all that to say, you better bet that we need that one seed. Because let me tell you what, that crowd was something else, and it inspired the club. The minute Patrick Robinson, excuse me, thank you. Patrick Robinson took that ball to the house. The 180 that happens, oh, my God. I couldn't even hear the guy standing next to me. So, again, yes, we need home field advantage, 100%. And the one seed, and we're going to get some help tonight because I believe that the Green Bay is going to take Detroit down tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm betting on.
Yeah, I mean.
That's my thought process.
You, Vegas, Nick. Hugh Douglas, a.k.a. Roxy Roxborough, making parlays, baby. So,
yeah, I got this. Yeah. I think I got this parlay cooked up. I got my
that voice there, Josh.
I got it figured out.
Okay. What do you got on Saquon, Josh? Then we'll get to Hugh's parlay.
Listen, Saquon's the man. Saquon is the absolute man. And I'm going to tell you, B-West hit it right on the hit the nail right on the head. If he is within striking distance, it's not only just about what Saquon wants. It's about that offensive line that's hungry. And he said it. They are just as invested in him and his success as he is. And the proof is in the pudding, man. These guys are pushing defenders around. And these next couple tomato cans, I mean, you know, it's not – it's not too far off to think that he ain't going to rip off another 200, possibly two 200-plus games. It's just a matter of whether or not the coaching staff wants to let him. But I'm going to be damned if he's within striking distance, they don't let him go for it. And, of course, it wouldn't just be him he's asking. He'd have to contend with guys like Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson jumping into the conversation to hopefully want to do it too. However, you know, in Eagle Green, I would love to see it. But at the same time, I want that chip. I want that trophy again. And we're within the window now, but we could hang hang a few for that matter. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Saquon's awesome. And our success solely runs through him on the offensive side right now. There has to be tricks up the offensive court, up Kellen Moore's sleeves, as well as Nick Sirianni. So I'm stoked for what's coming to us moving down the final leg of this season.
I got you, Josh. Appreciate the call. So Josh says two 200-plus games. I think that's a little ambitious.
That's not being far-fetched or too.